Hurricane Maria slammed into Puerto Rico in 2017, and the region is still recovering nearly 2 years later. The storm destroyed power and communication grids, leaving victims without a way to get information or call for help. It's a problem Brian Nouse and some friends set out to solve.
It's not just that the communication we're able to execute now is not as good as it could be. That is true. But it's also that during disasters, communications often somewhat are completely disrupted, which just makes dealing with a really, really complicated incident that much harder and more costly, both in terms of lives and money.
His simple, elegant solution won the IBM-sponsored contest Call for Code last year, and Nouse and his team just finished their first large-scale pilot deployment of Project OWL in Puerto Rico.
Can you hear me?
So these little devices create a Wi-Fi network, just like your Wi-Fi router in your house. And just like your Wi-Fi router in your house, you can connect to it with your phone. You can also connect to it with your laptop or any other, like, consumer electronics device.
Yeah. Maybe that wouldn't post right there.
To test the OWLs, the team deployed OWL boxes every couple of hundred meters, in effect creating a giant Wi-Fi network that could cover the entire island, even when communication grids go down.
It's basically just a way to take in a lot of data about an incident. You can think during a Category 5 hurricane, like, chaos and misinformation is pervasive. So it takes in a lot of data through APIs, through manual input from first responders, government officials, civilians on the ground. It takes in a lot of information about an event and just paints a really clear operating picture of what's going on.
Anyone with a phone or computer can access the network and call for help. Emergency responders can keep track of supplies and personnel operating in disaster zones. Each OWL has enough battery to operate for a week, but now says it would be simple to add a little solar charger to make them last indefinitely, or even put them up before a disaster.
They're optimized for rapid deployment. However, we do believe it would be very useful to deploy them before. The analogy I like to use is, you know, I'm on a Mac here, and if I yanked out the power cord that's, like, magnetically clipped in, my Mac doesn't shut off. It just immediately switches to battery power. These could be redundant networks in the same sort of way.
The team has at least four more field tests scheduled before the end of this year. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
Can you try to deploy the balloon when you have a moment?